You are listening to Complete and Utter Madness on ESPN Chicago. It's Hardwood Hookie, celebrating college hoops with you on YouTube Live and ESPN Chicago. Brought to you by the Village of Elmwood Park and Circa Sports.
All right, before we crosstalk, a bunch of thank yous. First of all, thanks for hanging with us here at Circle Tavern. Everybody who came out, thanks to the great folks here at the Village of Elmwood Park. We love the people here. Great establishments. Just a lot of fun. It's a fun village to be a part of, especially in the summer when the weather's nice. All the cool stuff they do, including the Taste of Elmwood. I'll be back in August for that. So thanks to Mayor Skip Saviano and his whole crew for rolling out the red carpet for us. Our promotions team here, Sonny Parks, Josh Blair, Anna Gowder, Kelly, thank you. Everybody that helped out getting the broadcast up and rolling. Jake Cantu spinning the dials for us courtside. He'll be with us tomorrow as Tom Thayer will join me at the Piazza in Aurora. And back at the shop, we have Jack McGrath and Smokey, as he's affectionately known, Justin Pottinger.
That's the best.
Does Justin like that nickname, Smokey?
Doesn't matter if he likes it or not. He wears it. You don't get to choose your nickname. Say hello to Connor McKnight.
Hello, Connor McKnight.
Would I like to be Mac? Absolutely, I would.
Yeah.
Guess what you can't be in Chicago radio? You can't be Mac. It doesn't work out for you, even if your last name's McKnight. Doesn't work.
There you go.
Mac McKnight.
You don't get to choose your nickname.
Everyone.
And when Charlie Bevins is in, it's Chuck Wagon and Smokey.
But it's not Chuck Wagon.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No.
Wait, Chuck Wagon
well,
and
that's
Smokey?
When he's here and I'm here, my nickname for him is the Chuck Wagon. So when it's Pottinger and Bevins, it's Chuck Wagon and Smokey.
Sounds
like an old Western.
Yeah, it does sound like a spaghetti Western.
It does.
How'd you guys do at McKnight at the movies? I was in the
I got it in the first clue. Carmen got it down.
And he looked at me and I'm like, bingo. Yeah,
and your summation is perfect. Like, I don't know if that movie is great or even good, but I freaking love it.
Is it Hoosiers?
Blue Chips. Hoosiers is saying
I was going to reach through the radio device and give Karma a good hard like, shake.
I don't know if it's good, but I love it. Like, I love that movie.
So here's the thing about Blue Chips. Blue Chips is a little bit like Bull Durham to me, and that is to say, all the scenes where Nick Nolte is just screaming at people are great, and then you kind of fast forward through some of the Susan Sarandon stuff. You know, it's like it kind of works the other way.
All right, I might push back there.
Yeah, I would push back.
I think Bull Durham is great.
It's a fantastic movie. But if
by the way, can I interrupt for 1 second? Morehead State leads Illinois 9-0.
All right.
What if they mixed those movies and it was called Bull Chips?
It's not bad.
Sounds like something you had for dinner the other night.
Connor, Blue Chips reminds me of Draft Day.
Blue Chips reminds you of Draft Day? It's a highly average movie at best.
A hot, steaming dog
Draft Day is one of the great pieces of cinematic work.
That's right.
Cap loves it. He loves Draft Day. Yeah. Draft Day to me, I can't. It falls short.
My dog at 6:30 this morning, I walked her, and she dropped a Draft Day right in my front yard.
Heck yeah, right.
It's weird to me that Jennifer Garner ever enters every scene in Draft Day looking around going, what am I doing here? Why am I here? What is happening here?
How did this happen?
Whose gambling debts am I paying off by being here?
Oh, wow.
I didn't know she was married to Shohei.
Well, we didn't know anything about any of that.
What are we thinking here, guy? Like I said to Jesse, something or nothing. Like, you know, if he's betting on baseball, there's an issue.
Yeah.
And I don't know that Shohei's involved at all. I'm not sure what their investigation will reveal. It kind of seems like, you know, the way the story flipped, maybe Shohei knew a little something more than they'd like to lead on right now, because very quickly it went from bailing a friend out to, oh, no, he was robbed. He knows nothing of it.
Yeah, so, and now we're going to press charges or something, maybe?
Is that coming up next?
Can't you believe the first story that what he was doing was bailing out a friend? But then because his people then write in and say, whoa, this still has some stench attached to you if you do that.
Yes.
So we need to completely separate you from this entire transaction.
Yeah.
So we're going to make the story change.
It's interesting because probably. But how does that stand up to even the most casual of even Rob Manfred investigations, you know?
Manfred will screw it up regardless.
He's a bloodhound on the case. I mean, he's absolutely, you can't get one past him.
You're a bloodhound on the case.
But I mean, that's not going to hold up for long if indeed it's. Do you guys know? Here's my question. Well, Gambling is illegal at Bushwood and in California.
Yes, exactly.
You can't do it in either place.
Yes.
Is it then illegal to pay other gambling debts, other person's gambling debts in California?
That's a question for someone much more litigious than I. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, it sounds like that's a question for Ipe at this point, and something
get RJ
he probably should have asked himself.
Get RJ on the phone and ask
him. Get the Verdoliak Law Group on.
Get a Howard Ankin.
I don't know, Connor.
We got a host of lawyers that we could access at the moment.
I don't know. That's a good question. Like, are you then breaking the law by paying off a friend's gambling debt?
I don't know.
If he's using an illegal bookmaker.
Well, according to the ESPN reporting, right? According to the ESPN reporting, Otani's name is on.
Yes. It's on the wire transfer.
Checks.
First of all, the money was coming from him. Well, of course his name's going to be on there.
If you're running an illegal book, why are you taking wire transfers? And
what do they hand you? A briefcase with $4.5 million?
Well, listen, I mean, like, what are you doing conducting transactions? Do you want to know back in the day, before it was legal here, how
envelopes,
most of us did this?
Venmo. It was Venmo, wasn't it? You just wrote gambling in the memo, right?
It was cash. It was a cash business. Normally, the bookie I had for years before this became legal, the bookie, you know, you sort of had to be referred to him. He had a small group of clients so that he can control things.
Of course.
He didn't want to be out chasing guys down, breaking legs. Like, this isn't the mafia.
He had $4.5 million coming.
Well, but that's my point. Like, Tommy, it was a referral thing.
Right.
He had about 150 clients, yeah, give or take. He had a group that he knew he could control. And what you did, I shouldn't be saying this.
Keep coming.
It was very simple. Nothing was ever communicated with dollars. It was always communicated as points, quote unquote. You had a marker one way or another. You got down a certain number, that's when you paid. You got up a certain number, that's when you collected. And it was always conducted with cash transactions. That was it. Now, it was never four and a half million dollars.
Yeah.
But what are you doing wire transfers? You're running an illegal book operation. You're begging the government to come in and find you and catch you.
According to moneyweightcalculator.com, $4.5 million weighs about 100 pounds, Carm. So you really can't
do that
in $100.
That's nothing. Connor, you split it up into fourths for crying out loud. It's nothing. What are we doing?
Yeah, come on. Who you think you're dealing with now?
I like that you split it up into quarters already.
Hey,
right?
Carmen, I don't know if you know this, but you're on the hook now for 1,200 fusilli noodles right now.
Right. It was never fusilli noodles either, smartass. It was always, all right, your marker for the weekend is you're up 725 units. It's your turn to collect. You're down 400 units. That's the way it was.
One of my favorite things about being in this industry, and I'm not going to play the age thing, but I've been in the industry less time than you guys have. And I remember when it hit me about 4 or 5 years into working in sports, that if you had a coworker that was really good at math, like Carm, it wasn't because they had aced. Like,
well, they had a gambling issue.
Yeah,
gambling.
It's because you gamble, sir. Yeah.
I barely got out of math. I just know numbers and fractions pretty well.
Yeah, but you can do odds really quick.
I do odds really quick.
Croupier at a home.
I don't ever recall sitting in calculus and the teacher referring to the hook as part of the program.
You were in the wrong class, buddy.
Exactly.
Wrong class.
Wrong school, wrong class.
By the way, Cap, what are you doing? You know, you're a guest on their show and your potty mouth is
unreal.
You're cursing.
I mean, just,
what are you doing?
I forgot.
I
was in a bar. I'm tired.
Unbelievable. He has been off a long time.
What do you mean? You don't even spend time in bars usually. That's not a good excuse.
Right.
That's why he was so, like, he was thrown off.
I'll defend Cap here. That's muscle memory, right, Cap? I mean, you get inside a bar and it's like, this is what this looks like and this is what it sounds like. So let's say a few stuff. I'm with you, man.
Okay, so does that mean, you know, before he leaves, he's going to say something inappropriate to a young lady at the bar as well?
No, I
would hope not.
Okay, talking about Cap muscle memory from years gone by.
I couldn't believe the way he said it. Like, it was just so casual.
That's just right. Holy.
It is a podcast, right?
By the way, and Cap only, his level of dismay, sort of rose to that level because we're talking about the Shohei thing. The interpreter or someone is really bad at gambling. That's the other thing.
Right.
$4.5 million. Like, what?
How many awful bets did you have to make?
I don't know. I mean, like, you are really lousy when you dig yourself a $4.5 million hole, like you got to start listening to the Odds Couple. You got to listen to Bet the Board. You're doing something wrong.
You know how we'll know if this is going to get swept under the carpet because they don't want the most marketable player in baseball to, you know, be stained with anything.
Rob Manfred will be announced lead investigator.
That and
yeah, exactly.
That and they will announce that Pete Rose immediately goes into the Hall of Fame.
they were joking about that this morning
it's
at Cap'n Hoodie.
Yeah. It's a twofer.
What we've decided is it's been enough time.
Hey,
what we're going to do is allow Pete Rose to go into Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think Pete's on X, but if he is, I would imagine this morning he just tweeted, told you so.
Pete could be on X.
Oh, maybe he could be, Connor, that's true.
He might be on X.
You know what I said. He might be.
Yeah, they're going to throw it to Passan on SportsCenter in the DraftKings studio brought to you by FanDuel.
Well,
yes.
Right. Cap, so did you guys see this? Did you guys see this on the ESPN? It had a broadcast call or a preview or something like that. I think it's for Sunday Night Baseball. They are now going to put win probabilities on
the
scorebook.
Yes, I love it. Who was talking to us about that? Somebody called and talked to us about that.
Someone just called.
Was it? No, it was Jack.
Jack brought it up
during the lunch
Jack
rush.
Jack McGrath.
Jack brought it up. We talked about it like in about a half hour, about an hour ago. Jack brought it up.
See, you guys are ahead of it. I think it's fine. Why wouldn't you? I mean,
I don't mind.
If you're not accessing the market that is legalized gambling, then I think you're foolish as an entity.
With probability brought to you by Circus Sports.
Absolutely.
Yes, right.
Absolutely. However, don't you, as someone who wants to get into this, right, someone who wants to gamble or what have you, whether it's ESPN or whether it's MLB or the NFL or whatever entity we're going to get to talk about, do you guys remember when Apple had the Major League Baseball broadcast and they had the probabilities of everything happened?
Yeah. Yes.
And then all of the nerds descended on those numbers going, these are ridiculous and really poorly put together, and here are all the ways that they're wrong. So now you're going to tell me that there's win probabilities up there on my screen. Just go to the sports book that is on my screen and trust that, don't worry, trust these numbers are right and bet them. That no one has any problem with that?
So you're saying, like, why would the bookmaker's number reflect what the win probability is that's being displayed in front of you, Connor?
Why wouldn't that be a question we ask as viewers who want to be informed?
Did you not access the disclaimer written in a font that you couldn't see even if you were using a magnifying glass?
I have had Apple phones 4 through 14, and I have only once read the agreement all the way through.
Yeah, I've never read anything.
Maybe that's why they just got hit with like a 16, you know, counts antitrust whatever today.
It's got to be one of the lead reasons.
Yeah, the whole
for sure.
stock market is up. Apple's down $6 a share.
I don't necessarily mean to be alarmist here, right? Or even Pollyanna-ish to that degree. But with how much betting is on our screens during our games now, and the fact that we've got this story, the Ridley story, right? You've got, what was the Jaguars employee who was...
Oh, yeah, it was fantasy football.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's 10 million. I think it was 10 million.
It's not like there aren't problems here. I feel like it's got to be talked about a little bit. And these leagues don't seem to want to talk about it a whole lot. And I feel like somebody ought to.
Well, I mean, honestly, when the leagues are able to generate the revenue that they're generating through this, and they're going to give you as adults, these are the rules and regulations. And like every other aspect in walk of life, if you follow the rules, you're fine. If you don't, you will face consequences.
Yeah, that's probably
true. We live in grown-up world.
No doubt about it. But like, gambling addiction is real, and if this is tying back to the Shohei story,
100 gambler,
no doubt about it, and that's a worthy. It's a good place to get help. However, do you think Ipe called that number? Do you think anybody at that point called the number at $1 million or $2 million or $3 million in the hole?
Probably not.
It kind of feels like that phone call gets made once the guy talks to ESPN for 90 minutes without a lawyer. Which, what in the name of God?
That's another good point.
He said what? Okay, we were like, this is a robbery.
I mean, just like, all right, well, I'll pour out my soul now. I'm just going to empty it all on the table. It's like,
money, since we're going to gamble,
gamble on this.
This is what I'm saying, Carm. My money on what actually the story is going to be that this was Shohei doing his buddy a solid, and ultimately it won't stick to him.
Shohei, let's set the odds, because why not?
That's plus 145. I
was going to say, what is it, Tom? Let's just take our society right down the drain. Yeah. Why not? Like, right. Shohei gets suspended. Oh. I'd say that's the long shot. That's like
plus 500.
That I was going to say like maybe 10-1.
Yeah, okay.
Shohei gets suspended is 10-1.
Plus 1,000.
All right.
You get how torturous this is for me, right? Like, we've spent 10 years screaming at Major League Baseball about not making Mike Trout or Andrew McCutchen or Tim Anderson the face of the game and marketing our stars. And finally, we have a guy who is the best player to have ever played this sport, Shohei Ohtani.
And his interpreter's got a gambling problem.
Now we've got something to deal
with.
Come on.
It sucks. And his interpreter lost $4.5 million.
This sucks.
Betting soccer.
Right.
Oh, what the hell? $4.5 million.
You know why? Because they couldn't get a play down on highlight. That's why I was going with soccer.
Unbelievable.
He's going to start his own gambling website.
I mean, like,
the interpreter.
Oh, that's good.
I'd love to get, like, some insight on this bookmaker's operation. Just know, like, have you ever had anybody owe you $4.5 million? I mean, he's in Southern California, so he could be dealing with a very high-end clientele.
You got to figure. Yeah.
You know, and I mean, like, is that a common
occurrence? What is this, Molly's game?
Well, there you go. I mean, that was like a movie? Yeah, and that's a true story.
Molly's game?
Molly's game,
that's a Sorkin.
Yes, it is a Sorkin.
But that's a true story. Molly Bloom, Jeremy, her brother, they were big skiers.
He was an Olympic skier.
She got injured.
He was also a wide receiver at Colorado,
right?
Yeah, Jeremy Bloom.
And she became the assistant to a guy who ran high-end poker games.
And you know who the actor is, right? It's supposed to be, I mean, it's been outed. I'm not, like, outing anything. It's supposedly Tobey Maguire.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yes.
Tobey Maguire
is the guy. Yeah. So, we're not new to scandals, you're right. And even big personalities and someone as important to his sport as Shohei, you know, has been involved in, you know, we've been down this road. Like, okay, let's see where this goes. And I'm still not exactly sure which way. Maybe we'll look back and say, well, that was kind of a lot to do about nothing. But
that's where my money's going.
Probably, Tommy. You know, last night I got home from Whiskey U last night, and I've been trying to power through the Patriot documentary.
Yeah.
So I got to episode five, and it was Deflategate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I did walk away from it going, God, was that stupid.
It was stupid.
I mean, the time and energy we spent on that, like, oh, sweet Lord, was that stupid.
And by the way, every quarterback likes a football a certain way. Like, I can guarantee you the Patriots weren't the only ones. And in a lot of ways, I don't even think it is done consciously to try to circumvent the rules.
Yeah.
I just don't. I mean,
what a dumb thing that was. Stupid Deflategate.
But I heard, I didn't watch the doc, but I heard they don't show the Aaron Hernandez stuff. They don't really.
No, Aaron, there's an episode about Hernandez.
There is.
Oh, yeah. Now, Brady's not in that.
He's not part of it.
He's, you know, like.
Tom, can we talk about Aaron Hernandez?
Nope. Yeah, you know, yeah.
Well, listen, this is a
Belichick. It's an anti-Belichick. It's a very anti-Belichick.
It's a craft production.
Yes.
Which means it is going to be very pro-Brady, and it's going to be very anti-Belichick. And I mean, that's just the way I interpret it.
Oh, I'm with you, Tommy.
I love the Patriots, but...
thing is very apparent, Tommy, like to your point, and I mean, it's very apparent from the second episode, you guys. It is very... Bob Kraft does not like Bill Belichick at all. It is... Wow. Very apparent. Yeah. Very.
I think that if you recall, like, Tom Brady wasn't part of the Spygate episode, nor was he seen in any of the Aaron Hernandez episode either.
Right.
But Belichick was.
Yes.
So this was a craft production, and I thought it was awesome, but you could tell what lean, you know.
That's right. Tommy's right. It's got a very specific slant and lean, and it is very much like Bob Kraft. I don't like Bill Belichick, and I'm going to hear all the reasons why, and he was awful. And Belichick brings plenty of this on himself,
but it
is a very anti-Belichick documentary.
I love that we've got, like, a cottage industry here of sports documentaries, right? We have The Last Dance, and then who is it? It's Scotty, and I forget the other guys that we're talking
about. It's
Horace,
Scotty, and Luke are doing that tour.
And they
No Bull Tour.
It's a kid that I recruited. He grew up, went to Farragut, Eddie Cox. He moved to Melbourne. He lives there for 25 years. He calls me. He said, hey, I'm going to be at this thing. He goes, I'm going to pick Scotty up now. He's a basketball guy over there. I said, do me a favor. please, when you're there, if they're negative at all, can you get me the audio I want to play?
Yes.
He called me right after. He goes, dude, they didn't say one negative
really?
Thing.
Really?
Nothing.
That's weird. I thought that was the whole thing.
Nothing.
That's
and Scotty weird. Said Michael's the GOAT.
That's again. Weird. All right.
Yeah, funny because Marcus and Larsa broke up.
So. That's good.
By the way, Connor and I think collectively this year so far, prior to the tip of the tournament, have watched together 9 minutes of college basketball.
Yeah.
So we've got our own bracket challenge. We're actually going to go through the bracket and try to pick as many losers as possible.
Good idea. Right. I like that.
And which see means, if we can do it.
Which is fun for me because that means Wisconsin to the Final Four.
So yeah.
There you go. Don't lose $4.5 million in the process.
I got Wisconsin going down to, who do they play, James Madison?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yes.
I looked at Aki in the pre-show meeting. I'm like, hey, are we going to win? And he's like, nah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Really? He's got James Madison beating them?
They're really good, man. They beat Michigan
Aki
State.
Also
really?
Tyler also had BYU going pretty far, right? And that dream's over.
Well, the dream is over, up. Tyler.
The dream is over.
That's tough.
Nice call on the Cougars, Tyler. What a loser.
Nice Cougar. By the way, you should have seen our pre-show fist fight. Connor and Mel are breaking down the Major League Baseball draft from like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I love it.
True. Tyler's trying to show me how to use my own cell phone.
I wish I could have been in that meeting.
And Connor and I are talking about, you know, how much college basketball have you seen this
absolutely
far?
None.
Zero.
My favorite part, and I've done shows with Waddle here, I think, each month in the last like 3 months. I don't know
that's
if you
called
know
probation
this.
For
it's,
you.
It's fantastic for me. I don't know if you know this, but Tom has a habit. We film the video, and then Waddle just hands his phone to Tyler Aki for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And just, would you just do,
go ahead, do it,
the rest of my work for me?
I'm going to go out and have a cigarette. Go ahead and put this up on Instagram.
That's
what Waddle's doing.
That ain't true. That ain't true.
It's you know, it is truly. It's truly because I am ignorant and I don't know how to post the video.
You missed it today, and I'm going to air Tyler out a little bit here, too.
Boys, Carm, Cap, he hands Tyler the phone. And then tells Tyler, hey, my code to open the phone is blah, 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 blah.
8787, and everybody knows it.
And Tyler gives him the biggest side eye, like, of course I know how to open the phone,
yeah, yes.
You geriatric.
Yes,
like,
I do this every day
I
for you.
I know your code.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. I love it. All right, what's coming up on the show, boys?
We have Jesse Rogers is going to join us at 4. We'll try to get some more insight into what is going on with Shohei Ohtani. I want to ask Connor as well, what is Major League Baseball doing opening the season at 3 a.m. a local time for the teams playing?
I know.
We'll have Aki's A-List at 5 o'clock. Connor, you got a lot of football thoughts, too.
I do. I got football thoughts, and they need football answers, and I'm sitting next to the right guy.
We have a really good 40th moment, great clips, the 40th moment that you'd like to erase from your sports memory here in Chicago.
Great.
You'll remember it. It has got a football twist. Jeff Joniak joins us at 6 as well. So
all right.
We got some
sounds
stuff.
Good. Have a good show, boys.
Have a great enjoy day, guys.
Don't swear, Cap.
Yeah,
enjoy
no more swearing. We'll enjoy the bar, Cap. Thank you for chipping in. I'm with Thayer tomorrow, the Piazza in Aurora, as Hardwood Hookie will continue. Cap and I are hanging here till 5. If you want to come by, watch the Illini game and some other stuff. We're at Circle Tavern in Elmwood Park. Waddle and Sylvie coming up next. They're going to get you home on this Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your day. Connor's in for Sylvie. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take that.